You're listening to SBS News.
This week, NASA announced findings of potential biosignatures on Mars. Does that mean there's proof that there was once life on Mars? In this edition of Weekend One-on-One, Dr. Michael Tice, geology professor at Texas A&M University, who's involved in the ongoing research project, explains what the findings mean.
So when we're talking about potential life on Mars more than 3 billion years ago, it's really important to realize we're not talking about little green men or creatures that would run in front of the cameras and smile as they went by. So even today on Earth, most of the life on Earth is not organisms the size of me. They're little bacteria and single-celled organisms that they live everywhere. They live on us. They live in the sand on the beach. If you go to Yellowstone, that's actually a great place to see piles of microorganisms growing in hot springs, and they make these green and orange mats. That's the kind of stuff that we're most likely to find if we see ancient evidence of life on Mars.
So is that proof of life?
Because we're talking about things the size of bacteria, single-celled organisms, and looking for evidence of them, it's really difficult to just walk up to a rock with a camera and to see direct evidence that microorganisms are around. And so a lot of what we do is look for evidence of their breathing, their metabolic activity, and that comes in the form of redox reactions. Some of the best ways to see redox reactions are to leave a cast iron skillet out and let it rust. That's a redox reaction. This was happening on the Earth more than 3 billion years ago. You see these red layers in this rock where probably organisms were performing redox reactions with iron and producing, in this case, this nice red color. And in the case of the rocks on Mars, we're seeing places where they were taking iron that was like this, breathing it, and forming other minerals that were reduced in a different color in the center of these leopard spots or the reaction fronts. What we found in the retrovallis are some structures that, in our paper, we call them nodules and reaction fronts. And within the team, we call them poppy seeds and leopard spots because that's more or less what they look like in the rock. And they contain minerals and patterns in elements that suggest that they were formed more than 3 billion years ago, potentially by bacteria-like organisms that were eating organic matter and breathing things like rust and calcium sulfate salts, like gypsum. Bacteria on Earth, they make their living in way more diverse ways than what humans do. Humans, we eat organic matter, we eat apples and oranges and things, and we breathe oxygen, and that's how we get our energy. Microorganisms, they're capable of breathing a lot more things than us. They can breathe things like rust, they can breathe things like salt. And when they do that, they change their environment in ways that we can see with lots of different instruments. So what's special about these rocks is they contain some of these traces, these patterns that potentially could have been formed by organisms breathing really exotic things to us, but to organisms on Earth, they're perfectly normal. I think it's a good comparison to think about how these organisms are maybe like organisms that we see on Earth. And the reason that's true is because there's a lot of energy available to things the size of a bacterium that don't necessarily need oxygen, that rely only on just the laws of chemistry and physics. And so anywhere you find these chemicals in the environment, potentially an organism can make use of them, whether they're Martian or something from Earth. And so looking around for traces of organisms breathing or eating is in a lot of ways a better way to look for past life than looking for things like a shape that we can recognize by looking around on Earth now.
You've been using the Perseverance rover in your research, which has been on Mars for 5 years or so now. How do you find those signs of life?
We found these structures in an area called the Bright Angel. If you look at a map of Jezero Crater, there is a valley entering the crater that used to carry river water down into an ancient lake. And we had climbed up, the river had climbed up an old delta and up into that valley and went over to this area of bright white rocks you can see from space. That's why it's called Bright Angel. And that's the area that we found these structures. The really interesting thing about these structures is that they're part of a family of things that we've seen in rocks in Bright Angel and in neighboring rocks. They don't all look the same. So we've got the poppy seeds and the leopard spots. But then other colleagues on this paper and who have presented findings in other meetings have described what we think are related structures elsewhere in that old river valley. And so by studying all of these things in the context that they're found in, we think we're going to be able to learn a lot more about whether or not these could have been life, and if they were living organisms, how they were interacting with the lakes and the environments around them. One of the biggest questions that we can think about as human beings is where we came from and whether or not we're alone. And the kinds of things that we do on Earth, the kinds of things that we're doing now on Mars, I view them not only as big questions, but also practice for being able to do this in other places. And think about where we are in the universe.